Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Birch Tree Podcast. Today's episode's a little different because I'm recording it very lo-fi. I'm recording it from my Apple Watch, actually, using the Voice Memos app there. And this was all because this was going to be a tweet or a couple tweets, and I decided, nah, let's just do a quick podcast. I haven't recorded this week, had some tooth issues, so I wasn't able to record very well. And yeah, so back in the game, and wanted to talk about the Pixel. So, not really about the Pixel, but the conversation around the Pixel. And so we are 7 days away from Google, I would say, announcing the Pixel 4 phones, but they've already announced them. They've already shown them off. They've shown pictures of them. YouTube has complete unboxings and hands-on with the phone. So we know quite a bit about the phone. So basically, they're going to announce the release date and the prices, of each of which have also sort of leaked, and we'll just see if those leaks are reliable. But one thing I'm sure I will see at least once in my timeline about this event, about these phones, is that why are we giving so much attention to these phones that don't have a large market share? And this is one of those things that just makes me roll my eyes every time. And the reason that it makes me roll my eyes is that who cares? Like, we're in this to talk about tech. We're in this to talk about interesting technology, the best that money can buy, what's the landscape look like out there? And whether a product has 1% market share or 99% market share, it shouldn't mean that we don't talk about these things. I find this uniquely interesting about Apple fans because the Apple community, the community that we're all in right now, the tech community focused on Apple products, came up around a platform that for a long time had less than like 3% market share. I think even now, internationally, the Mac has like 5% market share. It's still incredibly low, but that doesn't mean we don't talk about it. Apple computers get talked about more than maybe any other computer brand in the world. The fact that they have a small market share doesn't impact the fact that they're interesting products. They're in, not motivational, they are, oh, I wish I was editing this episode. they are influential hardware. Like, the way that laptops look today is very largely in part due to how PowerBooks looked when they were introduced. If you go even further back, I think John Syracuse mentioned this on ATP last week. The modern laptop form factor with, like, the trackpad in the front, middle, and everything was introduced by the Mac, or by Apple. Like, that design caught on. There were many designs, and that's the one that kind of stuck. But yeah, like, we talk about Apple computers a ton, despite them having a very small market share. Likewise, I think it's completely fair to talk about the Pixel at length, especially in regards to its camera. The camera is excellent, and while I don't prefer to the iPhone, and now that the iPhone 11s are out, a lot of reviewers also agree. People who previously thought the Pixel 3 had the best camera, a lot of them are starting to say the iPhone 11 is the best camera, and that's great, but the Pixel 4 is coming out. Maybe it'll have a nicer camera. Who knows? We'll find out. But it makes total sense to talk about it because it is an incredible camera system that pushes the industry forward, and we should talk about it. The fact that Verizon announced that 5% of their phone sales are Pixels shouldn't mean we don't talk about the Pixel. And this goes for all sorts of things. It goes for the Surface lineup as well, especially since the Surface lineup is starting to sell more. It continues to grow. You start to see them at more places. I see them probably as much, if not more, than Macs at coffee shops now. I know coffee shops aren't the entire world, but you used to go into a coffee shop and everybody had a Mac. Now I'm seeing more iPads, I'm seeing more Surface devices, and that's because of that line being successful, being solid products, and yeah, they're doing well. So as these products are talked about, as good products are rewarded in the press with glowing reviews, with talking about what they're doing, they become good products. I think that it's just wild to me that people don't think that these devices deserve the time of day in the press, or they don't deserve as much attention as they get in the press. Similarly, and if you look at other things, like when we talk about the best movies of all time, do we only look at the top grossing movies? When we're talking about the best books, do we only talk about things on the New York Times bestseller list? Like, there are books that are great that weren't super successful when they were released. There are movies that are wonderful many would argue, the best movies don't make the most money out there. So I just think that I'm getting ahead of it. This was going to be a tweet storm. I couldn't quite get my thoughts into 280 characters, so wanted to do a podcast. And again, record on the Apple Watch, which is linked to my iPhone. I'll probably edit a teeny tiny bit of this episode to make it a smidge shorter, a smidge cleaner. But yeah, like, I'm all in on Apple. I love Apple. I love what they're doing. But whether they have 100% of the market or like a tiny, tiny sliver, they're interesting. It's an interesting company. Google does interesting things with their hardware. Microsoft does interesting things with their hardware. OnePlus, all these companies, who cares about the market share? We're talking about the technology industry as a whole. And if you just talk about the big players, like, our lives would get much more boring if all we could talk about were iPhones and Galaxy phones, because those account for 90% of Verizon sales. That is not a made-up number. That is what they, an estimate that was made about a week ago or so. Like, we can talk about more than just the things that are super popular. That is it. That's all I wanted to say. This is an evergreen podcast episode because this will continue to be a thing forever. But yeah, wanted to get my thoughts out. Again, hope the episode sounded okay. Again, recording into my wrist. So the Apple Watch, I guess, is a productivity device now. Can we say that? I'm not quite sure. It's a bit of a stretch, but wanted to give it a shot. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to catch the rest of my work, you can do so at birchtree.me. You can follow me on Twitter and tell me why I'm completely wrong and we shouldn't give these devices as much time on Twitter, where I'm at Matt Birchler, and I will see you here next time for a more highly produced episode of the show. Bye-bye.